do that. But those people forgot Bobbitt said that. Completely. I never forget that. I mean, the way... Bobbitt never let us down. Never. And when you were helpless, when we were helpless, really helpless, every time Bobbitt took over, and he would take care of things, he never let his people down. And this, I could only kiss him silently, because I said, well, now it's done, is done, and we're in the soup. But nothing happened. The subject was never mentioned by the people concerned. To this day, I've not heard it mentioned. It was completely erased. And I marveled. And Baba did it. You see, Baba gives us a chance to do it. But when we can't, when we come to a point where it's impossible, literally impossible for a thing to be done by our hands, then he does it. He takes over beautifully. That shows that he doesn't need us to do it. He gives us the opportunity to do it. We need him always, but we need those opportunities. So he gives it. Because when the time comes and he has to do it, we find he can do it so beautifully. But he puts it on us to see how we can do it, whether we can do it. There are so many examples of that type. Long stories. Won't do.
You know, the trouble with these people is that they always have a gun pointing at us. That's why we don't want to open a hospital.
No, I'm not kidding.
His beloved. It's a role. Every avatar, the advent, every time the avatar comes, the stage is set. The play is done. That is only the players are left to be put in. And who gets the role according to his work, the role doesn't change. So you see, one doesn't criticize the role. But the beloved, when he calls Mara the beloved, I've always felt that it was a lesson to us, a showing to us, how we should want to please Baba, who's our beloved. Because, you see, it isn't from the worldly sense. It's a divine love. It's not a physical love. But when she would be the first, as it was, among us all, you see. So he would show us how he would agree to something she would ask or say to show us how we should do it to Baba. It was an example, you understand? So when Baba would do that, I one day got exasperated and said, Baba, I knew that what Mara had asked, that Baba's answer, yes, was not right. So I said, Baba, tomorrow Mara will tell you that the world is square. I suppose you'll agree and say yes. And Baba looked up at me and said, yes. And then I realized that that's what we should do to Baba. If Baba were to tell us, as it were, because he called her the beloved, how we should please him in the little ways that he would please her, you know, in little things like that, in his patience, in, that we should, we were not exercising any of it to that extent. So only the perfect one can show us the perfect way. So he showed us that. But the rest is just, roles are already there. And her role, although it is of the queen, as it were, it's not been an easy one either. I mean, you see what one, we had to go through each one in one's thing. Baba has tested the metal, you know. So it's a role from the past. It's not formed or forged in this life. Is formed and forced from past lives. And the grace is not a thing that you earn. It is you that you please the beloved when you get the grace. So then we realize more how her role, my role, each one's role, it's a role that one. And that when we see the surface, we see the outward appearance of anything, Baba not only overlooks it, he looks right into the heart of the thing. How often we misjudge or misunderstand even a very close one of Baba, because we judge by the actions. We don't judge by the inner, the source, the fire, the inside. We judge by the reflection, we judge by the shadows. We don't see the light, we see the shadows. That the light, if the light itself makes the shadows. If there were no light, there would be no shadow. But we see the shadow, and the light is hidden from us. So he doesn't judge that way. Why does he accept us wholly, totally, whatever we are? Supposing we could only be taken in to him by measure of our merit or by our deserving, what would it be? That is where that oceanic compassion, that love, which we cannot even see the brink of, that love which is his, alone can absorb, accept, take, and use us as part of him. Otherwise, but I've learned since I was a child, never to worry whether we deserve it or not. We haven't, take it, grab it. You get the good fortune, just grab it. Who cares whether you deserve it or not, or whether you're worthy or not? Some say, oh, but I'm not worthy. Forget it. Don't waste your time on that. Take it. This is the season. This is the avataric spring, where the fruits not only are on the trees, but overflow on the ground. Pick it up, pick it up. It won't always be like that. Don't worry about, is it all right for me to pick up that fruit? Take it. His bounty is boundless. It's our littleness that we cannot absorb or carry more. Take what you can. That's why Kabir says, for such a season, he says, that it's so bountiful to be looted. It's out for looting. His bounty is so much. The bounty of his name. You know, just take it, loot it. Don't hesitate. Don't look the other way. Ram naam ki loot lagi hai. God's name is there for the looting. Loot all you can. This time, I mean this season, this spring, will pass away. Then where will it be?
But my now.
Okay, Jai Baba.
They may denounce you, they may think that, well, this fellow is a crazy person or anything like that, but whatever you say, it appeals to me. It appeals to my heart. Because I am one of them, one of you see. It's true. What you say is right. It is that foster mother or that aya or that maya, whatever you call it, that raises us in order to direct us to that particular experience, that howsoever much love she showers upon us, howsoever great an effort she undergoes in order to rear us up, you see, into our manhood and all that, and makes us feel stable, and makes us feel that, well, this is how my life is and my life should be. It leads us to that. She does that, no doubt about it. But that's just halfway. Then what she does is, she leads you further, which you have not gone still. You are still growing, you know. You have not grown up, you are growing. So she does that. Thus far it's right. Then she leads you further. She is the one who guides you. She is the one who gives you a lot of experiences, you see, of the growth. And then you find, oh, it's terrible. This living, this life, what's the matter with you? You raised me up and I began to love this place and I began to love my life and all that. What's the matter with you? Where are you now? Where are you? Then she is the one who tells you that I have done all this to you so that you may realize one day that I am just a phantom. You were given in my charge to experience that this all is a shadow play. I have brought you to this understanding that all this is a shadow play. You have experienced through my love, through my care, through my concern for you. It was such that now you are fed up of this and you are now trying to find your true parents. And your true parents are about to arrive. When they come, you will know who they are. And you will realize that I was just a phantom. You were in my charge, no doubt, but then you were in my charge that you may have this experience of well-being, and later on, it was not the well-being. It was just for me to realize that this well-being is just a temporary being. So she does take care till the very end. She then draws you closer and closer to him through her different ways and techniques that she used. When you grow, now you are in the process of growing. When you grow older, then you begin to realize that, oh, she was taking care of me, no doubt, but what care she has been taking? Is this the thing that I should feel? I should be attached to her? No. Then she begins to show her right colors. She says, would you want to still be under my care? I said, no, I don't want you. Who are you? And then she has a very hearty laugh, and she laughs. And that laughter has been described also in the scriptures. She is known as the Dakini then. Right.
But you, that's about all you have, Gary. I because if it is because you are not physically with Baba and you haven't had this, then what is it? What is it? Why are you here? I mean, we have seen people come and weep, even in Pune and Guru Prasad, near Baba's chair or in the place where Baba said, I will give darshan, just as though Baba were physically present, and they came and wept and were with him. We have seen, even now, even children weeping and sobbing when they're leaving here. I mean, Baba's there with them too. But, you see, there is that. And you are having maybe a concentrated pill. I mean, maybe that was easy for us because we were... Baba, but also remember, all the people around Baba were each one very strong, individual, personal person. It wasn't just because we were with Baba that none of these things could be up. Say the Westerners, each one very individual person, a personality. And yet the things that we have to go through with the Baba directing personally, it's true. Baba was conducting the whole thing personally in that masterly symphony of his. And we each played our little tunes according to his rhythm and what he wanted. But that doesn't mean that you're on a par with that. Therefore, would you want something less? Would you want Baba to ask of you something less than he has asked? Would you want Baba to make it even easier than what it is for you? Then, as I keep saying, if Baba is who he is, then this isn't too much. It is not impossible. It is quite possible. It just needs that to be a man, as Baba said. Some of it. You know, when as I always repeatedly say, Baba Jan called herself man in the real and the highest sense. So you are different. if you couldn't do this for Baba, then what's the difference? Everybody else in the world does that too. Why then are you picked? Why then has it come? And to be offered, to be given something that you can offer to him. Because nothing comes from us. Baba, yeah, he has already told you. You understand? That's why I say there is no censure, there's no judging. Certainly we don't judge. Nor are we saying, Baba said, and trying to make you realize it, that you are different in the sense that this tremendous good fortune has come to each of you. Like I used to think when a fly would sit on Baba's shoulder, every time this question would fire in my brain, why? Why this fly? Out of billions and billions of flies, why is this fly different? Why is it his destiny to sit on God's shoulder? So that is the whole thing. It is, even he doesn't demand. It's not a question of expecting or demanding or judging. It's simply awakening a reminder of this is the chance, this is the time, this is the season. And I know that it's very difficult. And I know it can be done. I know men who have done it, who are doing it. And is not impossible. I will not take that.
What I understand...
With Baba, we didn't think of love. We didn't think of progress. We didn't think of growth. We didn't think of anything. To try and obey as perfectly as possible, to try and please... We didn't think of love. We didn't think of progress. We didn't think of growth. We didn't think of anything except just to try and obey as perfectly as possible, to try and please him. Somebody asked me, and which I could only see retrospectively, which I'd never thought of either, said, tell me, what were the happiest moments of your life with Baba? And I thought, sure. My happiest moments were when I had done something that had pleased Baba, and Baba said, you made me happy. I'm pleased. So you see, none of this is... none of this came into the picture. We didn't even think, I love Baba, or this is my progress, this is growing Baba. None of these things. It was that, you might call it crude and simple, just loving him without knowing it and wanting to do. But my point is, and my only point is, that he says try, right? For anything, whatever he wants. He says try your best and I will help you. And he does. So the only thing he asks, not we, he asks that you try your best. But and my rejoinder was not half-heartedly for the sake of patting your conscience or something like that. No, try. Try for him. Just like you would try for yourself when you like something. One does try. I mean, I do. I try this origami. I try this please. So for him, try. And one does try. I mean, I do. I try this origami. I try this please. So for him, try. And be natural. It's not a heavy thing either. You know, with Baba, his sense of humor has created this whole joke. And as I always say, you have to take God, even God, with a pinch of humor. Or you're not there. But remember that other side.
But do you realize that when Gary's talking about meeting Baba after he dies...
that's it. like, look at his humor. Here we are in Kashmir, and we're walking on the street with Baba, just the four of us girls, and Chanji and the others were in front. And as we go by, Baba suddenly says, do some shopping. You should do some shopping. Shopping? You see, anything that comes from Baba comes not when you want it or as you want it, only when he wants it. So suddenly we have to adjust our minds. Oh, shopping. Yeah, what should we shop for? We look at each other. Suddenly Mara says, we'll get some photo frames for Baba's pictures. Fine, that's it. No, we don't know any shops. We haven't been out alone. We don't know anything. So we're walking and Baba seeming to walk slowly, but striding, that beautiful floating stride. We're behind. Suddenly, Baba looks up and there's a huge board over this shop. And the name of the shop is Suffering Moses. And Baba gives a laugh that just, you know, it bursts like a bud bursts open. And he says, this is where we will go. Look at that. Moses.